Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of needs. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Mrs. Garrett. Where are Kimberly and Arnold? Why aren't they at breakfast?
Oh, I better go see if they're all right.
Just lean on me, little sister. I help you down. You won't crush me. I got muscles nobody knows about.
Arnold, I'm all right.
Just think of me as a St. Bernard who's come to your rescue.
You mean a chihuahua.
Kimberly, what is the matter?
Don't worry, Mr. D. She ain't got a hangover.
I'm okay, Daddy. I'm just tired. I was up practically all night long studying.
You sure must have been studying hard, because it looked like all the wheels came out your head.
Well, I'll fix you some breakfast and you'll feel better, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Now, why were you studying so hard?
Oh, our new headmaster at school is driving us all up the wall with the class play. The croc is the worst.
The croc?
Well, his name is Mr. Crocker, but all the girls call him the Croc.
Well, what's in a name?
I don't know what's in a name, but I know what's in a Croc.
I have to do my schoolwork at night because during the day I'm busy rehearsing in the play, and I'm also in charge of all the costumes, and I don't know how I'm going to have them ready by tomorrow night. It's impossible.
Well, isn't the house mother at the school supposed to be helping you?
Yeah, she got in an argument with the Croc and quit.
Well, I'm pretty handy with a needle and thread. I'd be glad to help you out.
Yeah, there's nothing Miss Garrett can't do. She's perfect. She's Superman in a girdle.
Gee, Mrs. Garrett, that would really save my life. Do you think you could spare her for the rest of the day? Please, Daddy.
All right, go ahead, Mrs. Garrett. We men can handle everything here.
Thanks, Mr. Drummond.
I'll get changed.
And remember, men, this time when you wash the dishes, use soap, not floor wax.
Well, what are you going to do about food, Mr. D?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll cook up something for dinner.
I repeat, what are we going to do about food, Mr. Drummond?
Are you guys casting aspersions at my cooking ability?
I don't know what it means, but if it'll stop you from cooking, I'm casting them.
All right. Now, just try this out on your stomachs. How'd you like a nice, thick, juicy steak, golden brown French fried onion rings, a wonderful mixed vegetable medley, coconut cake with ice cream for dessert? Would you like that?
Oh, would we ever.
We love it.
So would I. We're going to go out to eat.
You know, Kimberly, when I was a little girl, my dream was to go to a private school just like this. Oh, it's so beautiful, peaceful.
On the outside, it looks like a normal school. But inside, it's Animal House. Is it always like this? Are you sure that house mother quit, or did they take her away with a net?
Mr. Crocker must be away. It's the only time we ever get to blow off any steam.
Well, you keep this up, and you'll blow off the roof.
To me name Mrs. Garrett. She's our housekeeper, and she's going to be helping me with the costumes.
Oh, great.
And this is my friend Nancy. She has the lead in the play. She's a terrific actress.
Hi, Nancy.
And this is Sue Ann and Tootie and Jennifer
Judy,
and Molly.
Jennifer and Molly.
And this is everybody.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. That's Blair.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for helping with the costumes. It could be a disaster because costumes are important. If you don't have them, you can't do it because you look silly being a fairy in ordinary clothes. And you don't have a candy bar.
I know, I don't.
Good. I shouldn't eat them anyway. Zit!
I'm going to go get my costume. I'll be right down, Mrs.
Say, girls, shouldn't you be working on your costumes instead of doing whatever it was you were doing?
Oh, no way.
We call this rest period.
Oh, yeah. If I rested like that, I'd have a heart attack.
Mrs. Garrett, some of us just aren't any good at sewing.
How many times have you stuck yourself today, dummy?
I'm down to my last finger.
You'll get the hang of it, Sue Ann.
Well, by that time, I'll need a transfusion.
Sorry, Sue Ann. Can't help you there. Blue blood would never mix with yours.
Was I just insulted?
Blair, it's too bad we're not doing Cinderella. You could have played both of the nasty sisters.
Why? You keep smoking like that, you're going to have to be fitted for a smog device.
Noah, in my home, housekeepers know their place.
In my home, so do little girl.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Garrett.
Sure.
Mrs. Garrett!
Yeah?
Okay.
Going on? Girls, girls, what are you doing? What are you up to? Why aren't you rehearsing my play? Oh, and speaking of my play, I want to put a stop to the ridiculous rumor that's circulating. It's being suggested that I have ripped off Mr. William Shakespeare. Well, I have not ripped him off. I rewrote his play to eliminate Mr. Shakespeare's obvious weaknesses. Like his obviously bad title, for instance. A Midsummer Night's Dream. My title is A Mid-Autumn Day's Fantasy.
Oh, your title is much more melodic, Mr. Crocker.
Thank you, Blair.
Thank you, Blair.
Now, just to erase any doubt as to my own personal integrity, I intend to give full credit where credit is due. The program will read A Mid-Autumn Day's Fantasy, conceived, written, produced, and directed by Harold J. Crocker, from a notion by William Shakespeare. You see, when it comes to fairness, girls, I smell smoke. Now, which one of you girls is smoking? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? You're not a girl. Who are you?
Mr. Crocker, that's Mrs. Garrett, and she's going to be helping me with the costumes.
And she's the one who's smoking.
What are you going to do? Expel me?
But Mrs. Garrett, you don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, Kimberly, there are a lot of closet smokers. Who knows? I might smoke anything that'll burn. Cigars, pipes, bamboo, rope.
You smoke bamboo? Weird lady.
You didn't have to cover for me. I really don't care if the croc nails me.
You keep smoking, the mortician's gonna nail you.
Mail cop! Mail cop! Oh,
can't you ever get off skates? I mean, you're 12 years old. Why don't you learn how to walk?
Oh. Mrs. Garrett, we better get started on the costumes. We can work on them in the house mother's room. It's right over here.
Okay, honey. Lead the way, and I'll follow.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, could you please take a look at my costume?
Sure, dear.
What'd I do wrong?
Nothing if you plan on growing another arm.
Miss Garrett, please?
Oh, sure.
Boy, I sure hate sewing. Because the last time I used needle and thread, I sewed my T-shirt to the knees of my pants. And I had to walk around bending over. And did you know that we haven't even had lunch yet?
Dad, can you help me sew my costume, please?
Mine too, Mrs. Garrett, because I'm too busy looking for my frog, Leon. Miss Garrett, please, I don't know how to sew.
Please, Miss Garrett, sew.
Please, sir. Thanks,
I'll be here all night sewing. Well, who do you think I am, Rumpelstiltskin? Now listen, you girls, go work on those costumes over there. I'll supervise. God helps those who help themselves. And everybody else will be up the creek. Well, what are we waiting for? Hop to it, girls! Gosh, I love showbiz. No need to cry, honey. I'll help you with your costume, too.
It's not that. It's this letter from my folks.
Is everything all right at home?
I have to drop out of school.
Drop out of school? But why, honey?
My father lost his job and he can't afford to keep me here.
Oh, I am sorry.
Well, even though this school looks kind of crazy, it's a terrific school. I love it. And all my friends are here.
Oh, don't cry, Nancy.
What about Miss Ruffles?
Yes, I don't know how to do this.
Please help us, Mrs.
Garrett.
Right.
Please,
Mrs. Garrett.
Right.
I'll
help
you.
Oh,
Jesus.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Garrett, have you seen Laura's frog, Leon?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe this. This morning, I was in the kitchen minding my own business. Kimberly had a little problem, so I offered to help her. The next thing I know, I'm here in this cuckoo's nest, playing with a frisbee and saying I smoke bamboo. On top of that, while a poor little girl's heart is breaking, I'm supposed to be sewing 400 costumes and looking for a frog named Leon. I...
We just gotta think of a way to keep Nancy in school. Just wouldn't be the same without her.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Gotta think of something.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we get a loan from the bank?
How do we pay them back, Tootie?
I figured out how to get the money. You figure out how to pay them back.
The only way poor Nancy's going to stay in school is if a miracle happens. And the only thing I know about miracles is one time when we were going to New Jersey and it started to rain, we came to a bridge and it was washed out. And the next day, we were so lucky.
Well, what's the miracle?
We didn't want to go to New Jersey in the first place.
Boy, I don't know what I'd do without Nancy. She hadn't helped me study. I'd have flunked English.
And she helped me with my algebra, too.
And she's so generous. She's always loaning us her clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sure is.
I know. Yesterday, she even lent me her bra.
Her bra? What for?
I needed a tail for my kite.
Gee, we're sure gonna miss her.
I know.
Yeah.
Poor Nancy.
You know, Nancy, you could stay at this school if you could get yourself a scholarship.
My grades aren't good enough. They have to be straight A.
Well, other things are just as important as grades, Nancy. Like talent. Kimberly told me you're a terrific actress. Maybe you could get a scholarship for that.
They don't have scholarships in dramatic arts.
Well, maybe you could get Mr. Crocker to start one.
Get the croc to spend extra money? A man who recycles his dental floss?
Nancy, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just brought Mrs. Garrett my costume.
Get back to the rehearsal. Make it live. Why aren't these costumes finished, Mrs. Garrett? Can't you go any faster?
It's only a sewing machine. If it could go any faster, I'd enter it in the Indy 500.
I'll just make do with a few costumes you have finished.
Oh, Mr. Crocker, I read your play.
Well, lucky you.
It was incredible.
Make you laugh a lot?
Oh, did I laugh? Did I laugh?
Then did you cry?
Oh, did I cry? Oh, 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 did I cry?
Then did you laugh again?
Did I laugh again?
You have excellent taste, Mrs. Garrett.
And so do you. I must congratulate you on picking Nancy for the lead. That girl has talent. Oh, what a shame she's going to have to drop out of school.
Not before my play tomorrow night.
No, at the end of the term.
Oh, it's all right, then.
What do you mean it's all right? Her parents can't afford to keep her here.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll just find a child whose parents can afford it.
Why not just create a scholarship for her?
Scholarship? Bite your tongue. I'm already over budget on these costumes as it is.
Mr. Crocker. Oh, you haven't a clue as to what's going on with your girls. You don't care what they're doing or what's bothering them. You only care about yourself. And as for your play, if Shakespeare were alive, he'd drop dead.
That's what you know, Mrs. Garrett. All I know is I have to show a profit to the trustees. I may even have to do away with some of the luxuries around here.
Have you thought of putting in pay toilets?
Ridiculous, Mrs. Garrett. Of course I have. Attention, players. Attention. Let's get the show on the road, girls.
Mr. Crocker, should we go into the auditorium?
No, we're going to rehearse in here today, Wendy.
I'm not Wendy. Don't you recognize me? It's Sue Ann.
Oh, yes.
I'm surprised he didn't recognize you. All you have to do is look at the donkey's head and work your way backward.
It takes one to know one, Blair.
Whoa. All right, girls, all right. Places, everybody, places. Let's go. Places, places, places.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Crocker.
I am too, kid. All right, kids, from the top. Walk, walk. All right, kids, from the top. Quickly, quickly, places.
All right, here's your costume, honey.
Thanks, Mrs. Garrett.
Yep. Cheer up, honey.
All right, girls. It's magic time. We're in the woods. The forest primeval. Trees. More leaves. Good. Now, the fairy is sleeping. Fairy in place, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Crocker.
Excellent. Beautiful. All right, now, everybody. Cue Nancy.
Hark! There sleeps the fairy in the woods, green and airy.
Oh, no, 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 Nancy. You have to be more animated. More animated. Concentrate on passionate, youthful recklessness, followed by stubborn defiance. Then top it off with a little bit of
seething dismay.
Sorry, Mr. Crocker. I'm just not with it, I guess.
What do we have to do to get you with it, Nancy?
Give her a scholarship.
Yeah!
You mind, Mrs. Garrett? All right, girls, now once again from the tippy top.
Yes, sir. Mr. Crocker, excuse me, Mr. Crocker, you have a phone call.
Must you interrupt me now at this time, Molly?
I'm sorry, but the...
I told you never to interrupt a rehearsal. I don't care who it is.
The head trustee's on the phone.
Unless it's him. All right, girls, take it again from the top. Trees. More leaves!
Well, I guess we better get on with rehearsal.
Yeah. Mrs. Garrett, how am I supposed to act passionate, youthful recklessness when all I can think about is leaving school?
Honey, when I was a little girl, I was in a play, and on my way to the auditorium, I fell off my bike. I broke my tooth and fell into a patch of poison ivy. Oh, I itched. I hurt. I was a mess, but I went on.
And what happened?
My teacher said I was the best tree in the play. Always do your best, Nancy, no matter what.
I'll try, Mrs. Garrett. Thank you.
Kimberly, come out of the woods. Doesn't your father know the head trustee of this school?
Sure, Daddy and Mr. Robinson are good friends.
I think I'll give your father a past phone call about Mr. Robinson.
Are you cooking something up, Mrs. Garrett?
Of course, Kimberly. Cooking is my specialty. Mr. Robinson. Oh.
Mr. Robinson, aren't their performances delightful?
I enjoyed myself immensely. I was terribly, terribly moved. Tell me, Mrs. Garrett, now, from what you said, I get the impression that you think very highly of Mr. Crocker.
I can't tell you what I think of him.
Congratulations again, Crocker. You did wonders with those girls. I mean, they were like professionals. Really, weren't they, Charlie?
They certainly were, Philip. I am very impressed, Crocker.
Tell Charlie about your idea for a scholarship, Crocker.
Scholarship?
Oh, you remember we were discussing it yesterday. How you want to establish a dramatic scholarship? Well, I happened to mention it to Mr. Drummond yesterday on the telephone.
Well, I never met the
And I just happened to mention it to Charlie at lunch today.
Huh. And the croc, I mean, Mr. Crocker, wants the first scholarship to go to Nancy. Am I right, Mr. Crocker?
You've been right about everything up to this point.
I think that's a splendid idea. I don't think I'll have a bit of trouble selling the other trustees on it. You know, I was an actor once myself.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was the best tree in the play. Say, Philip, why don't we find this lucky young girl and give her the good news, huh?
Let's just do that.
All right.
Oh, here she is, right?
Mr. Crocker.
Yes?
I must congratulate you. You go to the top of my list.
Oh, really? Which list?
Yes. You guessed.
Crocker, these wonderful girls have just come up with a splendid idea. And would you excuse us, Mrs.
Garrett?
Just
certainly.
So. Yeah. Tootie, come here.
Well, Mr. Crocker, since you and Miss Garrett hit it off so well, why don't you offer her that job as house mother?
House mother?
Thanks for everything, Mrs. Garrett. I know the scholarship was all you're doing. Did you really like it, Daddy? Did I do okay?
Oh, Kimberly, you are the daintiest fairy I have ever seen.
Yeah. Next to you, Tinkerbell was a klutz.
Thank you.
Kimberly, you were wonderful.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrett.
Where in the world's Arnold?
I don't know.
Guess who?
Well, the body is familiar, but I can't place the face.
Well, under this face, there's another face with chubby cheeks, shorter ears, and no front teeth.
And both faces go at the same rear end.
You look real cute, Arnold.
How did you know it was me?
Just a wild guess.
Mrs. Garrett, Mr. Robinson feels that, both of us are prepared to offer you a job here at the school. That is, if you're willing to give up your present job.
What you talking about, Mr. Crocker?
Yeah, what you talking about? I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, the position of house mother is open.
Thank you, girls. I am so honored. It's wonderful to be wanted. But I'm needed with my family. I have to get back with them.
Yeah, that's right. Miss Garrett ain't going nowhere.
No, no one's taking Miss Garrett
right.
from us.
She ain't going nowhere.
Come on, boy. It was only a thought.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes and things. Different strokes and things. Different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does it takes. Different strokes to move the world.